action is genocidal, an accusation Israel strongly rejects. The International Court of Justice has asked Israel to try to contain death and damage in its military offensive. Joan Donoghue is the court's president.
By 16 votes to 1, the State of Israel shall take all measures within its power to prevent and punish the direct and public incitement to commit genocide in relation to members of the Palestinian group in the Gaza Strip.
Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has added his voice to calls for an inquiry into the circumstances that led to the brutal killing of three people in Nottingham. Valdo Calacarno was sentenced to a hospital order after admitting manslaughter. Relatives of his victims think he should have been tried for murder. The King is being treated for an enlarged prostate at a private hospital in London. He's also visited his daughter-in-law, Kate, who's in the same hospital after having a major operation last week. The competition regulators launched a formal investigation into Vodafone's £15 billion merger with the owner of Three. The deal would mean a reduction in the number of mobile networks in Britain from 4 to 3. And after 9 years in charge, Jurgen Klopp's announced he's stepping down as Liverpool manager. He's told supporters he's running out of energy, but loves the club and everyone attached to it. The Germans won 6 major trophies in his time at the helm. These fans outside Anfield say it's come as a total surprise.
Oh, well, I want him to stay, but if he goes, he goes, isn't it?
Feels like a member of the family's died. Really does.
Even, they won't admit it, but some of the Everton fans, they enjoy Klopp, what he brings to the city.
He's what, part of the Scouse family?
There are calls for the government to guarantee there'll be no shortage of flowers for Valentine's Day because of post-Brexit checks. The UK's delayed introducing inspections on products from the EU 5 times. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Thanks so much, Faye. We'll have another news update at 3.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, I hope you're managing to make something of this beautiful sunny day outside today, because it really is lovely and sunny out there at this moment. It's a high of 8 degrees this afternoon, but going to go down to just 1 tonight. Tomorrow, it's a day of sunny intervals with a high of 9 and a low of 2, continuing with sunny intervals on Sunday with a high of 10 and a low on 6. And I don't know about you, but I'm already trying to plan what I might be able to do on Monday, because it's sunny intervals again on Monday, but it's a high of 14, which is unbelievable for the time of year, and a low of 8 on Monday night.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back. And if you just joined us, great to have you with us here this afternoon here on Phoenix. I've been chatting away with Peter Livingstone from Remap in Essex, and we're going to have another little chat with him after we finish the birthdays competition. We are 2/3 of the way through that, but still time for you to email in and take part if you'd like to do so. We started off with Nathan Connolly, who is lead guitarist with Snow Patrol, and then we went on to Gary Barlow. Well, you don't need me to say any more about Gary Barlow. And then we're going to come to the third of our artists that we've got here today. So this one is really, really taking us back. So this is Chris Britton, who was the original guitarist with the Troggs and still originally plays with the band. Reg Presley and Ronnie Bond were childhood friends, and in the early 1960s formed an R&B band in their hometown of Andover. In 1964, they were joined by Peter Stables on on bass and Chris Britton on guitar, and they became The Troggs. They were signed by Larry Page of The Kinks in February 1966. And of course, their most famous songs are A Wild Thing, A Girl Like You, and Love Is All Around, all of which sold over a million copies and were awarded with gold discs. Wild Thing, in fact, is ranked at number 257 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, because it has an influence on both garage rock and punk rock. So, guitarist of The Troggs, Chris Britton, how old do we think he is? And we're going to go, of course, what else could we play other than Wild Thing? A USA number one, an Australia number one, and number one in New Zealand. UK only made number two, and top 10 in 9 other countries.
Wild thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure, so come on and hold me tight.
So that's the last of our three folks here today, the Troggs, and that was, of course, their lead guitarist there, and we were asking you how old you thought Chris Britton was. Thank you very much for all those who've taken part today, and well, I'll get Peter up here on the microphone as well, and we'll go through the answers, and we'll see who's done well today. 3 points if it's absolutely right. And, of course, it's 1 point if you are closest. And I know lots of you play along at home, either with it live or actually listening to the recording later on. So we'll see how well you've done. You'll be able to see for yourself, won't you? So we started off with Nathan Connolly, who is lead guitarist in Snow Patrol. And Chris in Harlow thought 42. Bob in Harlow thought 40. Chris in Guildford thought 45. And Peter in the studio here, how old did you think?
38.
He'd love you very much. He is, in fact, 45 years old. So, therefore, that's Chris in Guildford. No, actually, it isn't. Let me write. It's Chris in Harlow who's the closest with that, with 1 point, because she said he was 42. I always get this wrong when I try to do it. You think, I don't know, I get it right one day. So there we go. We started off with that, and then we went on with Gary Barlow, of course, from Take That, and how old do we think he is? So Chris, again, she thought he was 62. Bob in Harlow thought 50. Chris in Guildford, 51. And Peter, you thought...
48.
He is, in fact, 53. So, you'd be very popular with him as well. So that's Chris in Guildford, closest with that, with 1 point with that. So, we then went on to Chris Britton from the Trogs. And you might be interested to check this out. You can find an extraordinary video of them singing Wild Thing on YouTube, where they're dressed in like the most extraordinary things, wide. Sort of stripes going down vertically. They look like they're walking deck chairs. It's very, very extraordinary. And they're on the station, a platform, with rather bemused people around them. It's worth checking it out. But anyway, the question is, how old do you reckon Chris Britton is? And so Chris in Harlow thought 80. Bob thought 82. Chris in Guildford, 79. And Peter...
72.
And Peter, there's a running thread through your answers that you think they're all much younger than they actually are. So Chris Britton is in fact 79. So therefore, that's Chris in Guildford. You're absolutely correct with that. So 3 points for that. So therefore, I make this today that Bob in Harlow, who's won goodness knows how many times. Bob, no points for you today. Peter, thank you for taking part, but no points for you today either, I'm afraid. 1 point for Chris in Harlow. But our winner today, who's going to be absolutely astounded, telling me earlier on that he wasn't very well and sort of was sort of like in bed and feeling a bit rough. And he, as he said, and my answers are all complete guesses off, just off the hip, he kind of like said here. He's our winner today with 4 points. But congratulations to everybody who took part. So, Peter, for those who've joined us here this afternoon since you were here earlier on, tell us just a little bit, about Remap so that people, if they want to know more, can then listen to the whole recording.
Yes. All our work is free to those we help. And I've got enough engineers that I'm sure can sort out any issues that you have. We love doing things to help, and we do things like add armrests to walkers, or we also do things for people with Parkinson's, which we call a laser walking stick that throws a laser line across their path every time they put it down. We'll basically have a go at doing anything. If you need it, just give us a call.
Brilliant. And how can the people get in touch?
Well, again, best is through the website, remap.info for Essex, or remap.org.uk, UK-wide.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much for your time this afternoon. And you're off to go and do Remap activities now, aren't you? Brilliant, thank you. Have you enjoyed yourself this afternoon?
Yeah, great.
Good, thank you very much. It's been great to have you here with us. Patrick in Ingatestone, you asked for any track by Roger Whittaker, but particularly you identified two that you thought you don't hear on the radio very often. Well, here is one of those two. This comes from 1970, and it was a UK number 17, but a number one in Ireland. This is New World in the Morning.
About a new world in the morning, new world in the morning, so they say. I myself don't talk about a new world in the morning, new world in the morning, that's today. And I can feel a new tomorrow coming on. So
That's Roger Whittaker and New World in the Morning. What an inspirational man Peter is. And, yeah, and, you know, not in the first flash of youth there, as he was happy to tell us he was over 80. And, yeah, off this afternoon to do some more activities in relation to this wonderful charity that he is involved with. Do look up Remap, won't you? And there'll be all the direct links will be on today's show blog.
Phoenix FM. Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
As Joe will be along with you about 3 o'clock through until six. Here's a new track from a band that we featured a little bit on the station. Here come from Oxford, Jodie and the Germs and Joy. Jodie and the Germs and the Joy. Don't forget, of course, your local food bank needs you. Wherever you happen to be living, please try to remember to put some items aside for the food bank. It's very easy. If you live here in Brentwood, then the collection points, of course, in Sainsbury's and also at Dodds Road Church, just in Doddinghurst Road. There you can leave items as well. If you live in Ingatestone, then Budgeons, of course, will take items there, and the Elim Church do their own little food bank as well, but again they will take items. But wherever you happen to be, Chelmsford, Billericay or anywhere else, the local food bank really do need you to be giving some items at this particular time. Next week, one of my two guests that I've got is Laura Thurlow, and she comes from the Ingatestone Elim Church. She'll be chatting about Univida, which is an amazing charity working with children from favelas in Brazil. And she's chosen for us next week, but I thought we'd have it this week as well. Frank Sinatra and Brazil.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of: return I will to old Brazil. Another day. The morning found me miles away with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing that I'm certain of: return I will to old Brazil, that old Brazil. Man, it's old in Brazil.
Frank Sinatra from Brazil, and yeah, they're doing a tabletop sale at the Elim Church in Ingatestone on Saturday the 10th between 10 and 3. Pre-loved clothes, puzzles, toys and books and new cards and handmade jewellery, and all the money at that being raised for Univida, which we'll be hearing about next week. And also Mark James be here from the Retreat House in Pleshey and be telling us about the activities that happen there. 27 minutes after 2 here on a Friday lunchtime, the vintage chart will be coming up after we've had the local travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So So let's find out what's happening for us here this afternoon and see if it's got busier than it was an hour or so ago. There's still a little bit of traffic around the centre of Billericay, but not as bad as it might be. It's much less traffic now around Shenfield Station, so that's very good news. And Brentwood, Wilson's Corner, again, is lighter than it was an hour ago, but no doubt that will build up fairly soon, later on during the day. If we go down towards the motorway, then let's see, there's no problems at the Brook Street roundabout at all at this time. Go out further onto the motorway. Yet that's all clear with the M11 junction. The M11 itself looking good. Going down towards the bridge and the tunnel, a bit busy going over the bridge, and then it's more busy once you get there. But that's it really. A12, look at this. No problems at all on the A12 within our area this afternoon as well. Let's hope it stays like that as well. And central Chelmsford, a little bit busy around the Army and Navy, but nothing too bad at this time. Joe will give you a full travel roundup in an hour's time, including the trains and the tubes. So let's take ourselves back to this particular date 50 years ago and have a look at the charts. Number 20, How Come, Ronnie Lane and Slim Chance. 19, Rockin' Roll Baby from the Stylistics. And 18, Roll Away the Stone from Mott the Hoople. At 17, Vado Vea, that comes from Jupiter. At 16, All of My Life, Diana Ross. 15, Lamplight, David Essex. 14, Paper Roses, Marie Obson. And 13, I Love You, Gary Glitter. 12, Merry Christmas, Everybody, from Slade. At number 11, Paul Hall, Richard, I Wish It Would Rain. That comes from The Faces, a double A-side. At 10, It's Love on a Mountaintop from Robert Knight. 9, The Solitaire from Andy Williams. At 8, Forever, that's Roy Wood. And at 7, Radar Love from Golden Earring. At 6, My Kookajoo from Alvin Stardust. 5, You Won't Find Another Fool Like Me featuring Lynn Paul, that's the new Seekers. At 4, Dance with the Devil, Cozy Powell. 3, The Show Must Go On from Leo Sayer. At 2, Teenage Rampage from The Sweet. And at number 1, as it had been over the Christmas period and still number 1, it's Tiger Feet from Mud. Well, we're going to go down to number 7 for Radar Love. This was the highest position it got in the UK. Dutch band, so of course it was number 1 in Holland. Top 10 in 6 more countries. Number 13 in the United States of America.
Remember.
Wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
that I love. Almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randall is coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Golden Earring and Radar Love from the chart this week in 1974, and on the group that I do, which is called Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM, which you can find on Facebook and join if you want to. I put the most extraordinary live recording of them out on that. You should see particularly what the lead singer is wearing. I'll say no more than that, but it's worth checking it out. Number 16 this particular week in 74, Diana Ross and All of My Life. Its highest position in the UK was number 9. Tyler Ross from the chart this week in 1974. And at number 18, Mott the Hoople, Roll Away the Stone. And number 8 was its highest position in the UK and made number 25 in Germany, and comes from the album The Hoople, which was a UK number 11, a Norway number 11, but made them some money in the States by getting up to number 28. Roll Away the Stone. Monty Hoople from the chart this week in 1974, and Roll Away the Stone. Another vintage chart next week. I'll give you a clue. Last week was 64. This week was 74. What do you think next week's one could be? You could well be right.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in indie and alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new indie and alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Patrick Shearing, 1-2-3 on Phoenix 98 FM.
And that's what you're listening to now. And great shows here throughout the weekend and all the time, of course, here on Phoenix FM. Check them all out on the schedule and in the Brentwood Gazette. Maybe you've got a ticket for the Shires, who are performing live at Chelmsford Theatre on the 21st of April. If you haven't, they're sold out, I'm afraid. But just to get you what you're missing, or just maybe just whet the appetite if you're going, these are the Shires and Nashville Grey Skies.
Well, they'll say it's way too cold for cut-off jeans, and they won't be drinking moonshine, the GNCs.
Sitting
the Shires. And yeah, I was too late for a ticket as well for the gig that they're doing at the Chelmsford Theatre. Never mind, we can listen to the great music. We're going to end the show today after we've had one more track with a couple of tracks from Laurie Johnson, who passed away and well known for lots of theme tunes from shows in the 1960s. Taking us towards that, this is the Jamaica Reggae Cuts and their version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Dream of once in a lullaby. Ooh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dreams that you dream of. Bye.
why, oh why can't I?
That's a Jamaica reggae cut, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thank you very much to Peter Livingstone, who was in earlier on chatting to us about the wonderful charity Remap, and everything about that will be on the show blog. We're going to leave you to say with a couple of tracks from Laurie Johnson, who passed away aged 96 on Monday, well known for iconic television themes, particularly from the 60s and 70s. So we're going to have Jason King theme from 1971, and then follow that with the Avengers theme. I'll see you next week, and do have a great weekend, won't you?
Am I? on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.